This combat mission is being flown over South Vietnam in the latter part of 1969. I'm in CHAMP flight, flight of two A-7s, and we're operating off the USS Ranger operating in the Gulf of Tonkin. This is a night mission, and we're being controlled by a forward air controller called Blind Bat 07. Notice that we get our position off a TACAN station, in this case TACAN station 72, using distance and bearings from that particular station. When I contact Blind Bat 07, he gives me the target brief, what it consists of, the terrain and the target area, and a bailout heading in case we take a direct hit. This is a moonlit night, which makes it nice as far as flying. Doesn't seem to be any clouds in the area. He checks in flying at what he calls base plus 7. Base is a altitude that is changed daily. It's the secret altitude, so we are given that altitude each day, and then we add whatever altitude above that that we're flying at. You'll notice he marks the target with what he calls a log. That is a lighted marker that is fired into the jungle area and gives us the marks on which to drop the bombs on. On this particular flight also, we have a lot of disruption with a flight of Milestone 502 and 5, I believe it is 16. These are A6s flying off the Ranger, and they're on what we call a road reconnaissance mission, and they're having trouble getting clearance to do their particular mission, which interrupts with our target briefing that we're getting. We'll see another call sign, City Desk, checking in. I believe these are A4s flown by the Air Force. Near the end of the mission, my last run, I said I have 20 Mike, that's 20 millimeter guns that I'll be firing. You can hear the firing when I click the trigger. The BDA, bomb damage assessment, will be given, and it indicates one truck and one secondary fire. Once we get through with Blind Bat 07, we check back in with Moonbeam, which is a controller for the overall area. And then from there, we go out and check in with the final controller, Panama, before heading back to the carrier.
Proceed to the 030 at 24 off of channel 72. Your FAC will be Blind Bat 07, Strike Freak 237.0, copy.
Roger, 237.0, Blind Bat 07. And understand I'm cleared to switch at this time.
Roger, sir, you're cleared.
Jam 2, let's switch.
20 minutes of ordnance. How much time you got?
Roger, we got plenty of time. We got about another 35, 40 minutes, and we're headed to you at this time.
How beautiful. We could work then. We're in 25, make a 23 DME off of channel 72. Radio looks like about the 030.
Roger, and we're at 64 right now off of 72 heading south. And Blind Bat, our mission number is 1623, and it's a flight of two Alpha 7s, 16 Mark 82s instantaneous, two CBUs per aircraft, and we have 20 Mike.
Okay, I got some good action for you. It's a nice clear road, not too much foliage around. We got at least three trucks on it, and we marked it and they've stopped. Got the nav coming up on uniform here to give you your target briefing, and you're going to have a chance to use all that ordnance. I think we're going to get some results.
Okay, we're ready to fight.
Hi, CHAMP 400, this is Batch 07, ready for target briefing. The target is movers stopped. Their altimeter is 3004. The height of the terrain or where the targets are is 3,000 feet. High terrain in the vicinity, 4,000 feet, 3 miles to the northeast, 3,900, 3 miles to the south. Your best bailout heading is 210 for 20 miles. Copy.
Roger, and verify target altitude 3,000.
That's affirmed, 3,000 feet.
Okay.
Be advised that there's accurate guns to the south of the target, 4 miles.
Roger, understand. And I understand you'll want the CBU on target first, correct?
Now that would be good. I think that would get some beautiful results. I got 5 marks on the ground, and the moon is very bright. There's no clouds above us or below us. There are clouds off to the east. There are no factor. So if you will get the heading of the highway here, you can run right down the highway for us. And if you put that CBU in the area that I give you, I think we should get some results.
Okay, real good.
Nail 23, milestone 502, mission number 1653.
Check 502, Nail 23, go ahead.
Roger, we've been cleared to Recce Owl, S 914, Bravo and Charlie.
Okay, Batch 07, Nail 23, you copy?
Nail 23.
Here, let me tell you what's the best way to work this here. If you'll stay on the east side over there, let's use a run-in heading of 150. That's the best alignment for the segment of road we need. And make your brakes to the left, to the east. We'll make all of ours to the right, to the west. And we're at base, old base plus 7. And the altimeter here is 3004.
Roger, and I understand you want the run-in heading from the north to the south on a 150 run-in, right?
All right, that's Charlie Brown, and I have, can you see the road at all?
I got your flare. I didn't pick it up. Maybe when I get up, son, I can.
Okay, if you can see the road, it's going to be beautiful, because we've been just looking at the road. We can practically see what we're talking about without any scope.
Okay, is the road between the two logs on the deck there?
Well, there are four new logs, but Roger, I put one log on each side of the road. Just keep some altitude above us and make a pass over it and get a perspective on this road, and I'll be flying down it here in about half a minute.
Okay.
Nail milestone visor, could you just pop a flare?
And pass 07, we're turning southbound down the road right in front of it.
Okay. I got one log to the east, southeast. Is that the one that's close to the road?
Okay, I got two that are visible from there at various angles on the west of the road and one on the east. I've got the roads that are pretty good. The brightest log that can be seen from all angles is on the west side, just southwest of where the trucks have stopped.
Okay, that's just a little west of them.
Roger, that's west and south. If you cannot see the road yet, there's a bend to the north of that position. Stand by, I'll put out another log and I hopefully will get a little closer to where I want to.
Yeah, I think I got your position pretty well organized down there.
Last night, does the road take a jog to the left there right before it runs between the two logs you got there?
Oh man, you're talking my language. That's where the trucks are stopped, right there. Before the road jogs to the left, there's a couple craters and two trucks that are hiding right there.
Okay, I'll tell you what, Champ 1 will roll in if I'm cleared on that just about position.
Okay, we're off to the west, and if you have us in sight, you're cleared in to put it right there.
Okay, and I'll be braking to the left.
Roger, brake to the left, to the east. We're off the target, to the right, to the west.
Okay, and 2 Champ 1's in.
Okay, 1, you're cleared. 2, hold off, and let's see what he does.
All right.
Nail 23, milestone 502. Nail 23, milestone 502.
And Champ 1's off to the left.
Roger, Champ, and give me your calls in and off both of you, please.
Champ, milestone 502.
Stand by, milestone.
Hey, Roger, I'm about 5 west. Got about 4 or 5 lights down here on the ground. I can't tell what the hell they are, but they sure look suspicious.
Okay, we're working right now, milestone.
Okay, Leet, you did a good job there. You were a little bit too far toward that mark. If you could bring it back right to the intersection, to the point where the road bends, start just a little short of that and work on up toward the mark. You were on a good lineup, but just a little too far along to the south. Copy, 2?
2, Roger. You wanted a little bit to the 6 o'clock.
That's a Charlie Brown, and towards 6 o'clock right where the road jogs off to the left, and I'll be off the target here and with good viz on it in about 30 seconds. If you'd be set up, give me a call. I'll clear you.
Yeah, John, approach your roll in now.
Oh, Roger, call me on the perch. I'll be turning off shortly.
And Champ 2's rolling in.
Okay, go ahead, Duke.
And Nail, this is Milestone 502.
This is Champ 2, am I clear?
Roger, Champ 2, we're turning out to the west. You're cleared in. It's the
lights out.
Milestone 502,
let's call in and off.
And Champ 1 will be right behind with bombs if I'm clear.
Roger, Roger. I'm trying to give you a correction if I can, Mike.
And 2's cleared to left.
502.
It's a little short, I believe.
Roger, that was a little short. Just move it up a tad and keep it on the road. See the road.
Okay, I'll, Champ 1 will be coming around. I think I got the idea.
Beautiful.
Nail 2-3, Milestone 516. 516-502, go Nail Camp.